This is Twit.
Not only is it time for the email of the week, but it's also a celebrity email of the week. I feel like it's our Jason. It's our first celebrity email of the week.
Yeah, that's which
it's
a monumental moment.
I'm kind of now addicted because I kind of want to have celebrity emails of the week more often. So this one comes from friend of the network, friend of the show, friend of all tech people out there, Jeff Jarvis, the great Jeff Jarvis, who writes in and says, the long and the short of it, my Pixel 6 will connect with my Mazda Android Auto unit, but apps will not launch on the car side. Android Auto on the car is working. I know that because my Pixel 3a XL still works fine. The cable and connection are working. I know that because one, audio from the phone plays fine on the car, and two, the car recognizes that Android Auto is there. The problem, clicking on the Android Auto command on the car does nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. And Jeff, thank you for coming to us with your Pixel problems. I mean, I'm honored, Jason. I just can't. I mean, like, at this point, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And I guess the good news is that you're not alone, Jeff, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. And he had mentioned this. So he had tweeted about this late last week and sent me an email like, hell, you know, do you know of anything? And it's like, I have not heard about this, but he linked me to some articles that show that apparently there are Pixel 6 owners who have Android Auto in their car and it's not playing nice. At least that's exactly what this article on T3.com says. But I don't have an Android Auto head unit. I can't test this. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, David or Ron. Ron, you have an Android Auto head unit.
I've Android Auto, but in a Subaru, so it's not running the whole head unit. It's an option amongst the Starlink system or whatever. I have not plugged in the Pixel 6 to it yet. Once I get it set up this weekend, that I'm going to run right out and do that immediately to see if I'm having the same problem.
I've been using it, and it is incredibly finicky on my Pixel 6 Pro on a number of cars I've tried it with now. So
really?
I think that... So what I've noticed is that it's very, very picky about the cable connection quality state, it seems like. Like, if I jiggle the cable at all, like, it disconnects very, very quickly. So I've noticed that on a few different cars now. And so something strange is going on there with the phone and Android Auto. I've also noticed it doesn't reliably launch. Sometimes it will launch. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it will randomly crash. There's clearly – I'm guessing this has to do with Android Auto's optimization for the new silicon and that there is something going on there at the video decode or encode or whatever level that's causing some kind of issue here and breaking the connection or not initiating it or whatever it is. Because all Android Auto is really just a very basic comms protocol and then like H.264 video out. It's not super complicated.
I would believe that theory, David. Sorry to interrupt, but it's got to be the most complex to test.
Yeah,
right.
For sure, so it's got to be very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the variety of different head units, is that why?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Just like so many different conditions, and you know, the head unit in a lab versus the head unit in a car versus the head unit in a car that's moving versus the head unit in a car that's moving on a bumpy road. Right, like you got to think about all those race conditions that potentially could happen, especially if you're talking about finickiness within the connector and things like that. So yeah, I mean, and this has got to be the thing that they're probably didn't test all the way before release, and now they because you're up against they're announcing on October 28th, come hell or high water. So you've got to, make the fixes post release, which is never fun. But yeah,
this sounds like probably something Google was aware of internally and couldn't triage in time for launch. I mean, this had to appear in testing with them.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, I guess the question. So Jeff has the Mazda unit. He's saying clicking on the Android Auto command on the car does nothing, nothing at all. So then it's like, all right, well, so then, is that an issue with the car's integration with Android Auto, or is that an issue with the Pixel 6 talking. Yeah, where does the fault lie and how does it get fixed? I don't know.
Yeah, because it seems like if you're tapping on Android Auto on the command on the car, it's got to be some sort of response not happening. So it's going out to the phone and not getting what is coming back. Now, why Android Auto in the head unit doesn't have an error message or something like that to kind of explain that, they probably, you know, it's probably a new kind of condition or a new kind of situation, and maybe that doesn't exist. But does it require the head unit to be updated? Does it require...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, right. It's really interesting. I don't know.
That would, if it requires the head unit to be updated, that would be... bad on Google's part for not designing around that. But I would suspect it's the phone. My tip to Jeff would be what I've noticed, if you flip the cable around and like are very ginger with it, sometimes it will start running when it's not working. Like I've truly noticed there's something very strange going on with like the establishing the handshake for the connection.
Okay. Well, there's okay. And that's good news. Like if it really is in Google's hand, hopefully that means they have to, I guess there's, well, you never really are truly, you know, certain about that, but I would imagine Google would address this.
And I'm also gonna when I get my Pixel 6 set up and go test it, I'll test it with my Android Auto wireless dongle to see if you know, hardwired versus wireless, whether or not there's any difference or anything like that. So that'll be interesting too. I will say that. This does remind me, and it has nothing to do with Android Auto, but David, you reminded me with finicky cables and things like that. Jason, I think I forgot to mention on the show a couple of weeks ago, I had a thing I've never seen before happen on my Pixel 4a related to the cable. So I have my USB-C cable coming out of the power strip by my bedside, right? Like I plug my phone in overnight and just leave it there, and that way it's there in the morning, that sort of thing. And the other morning I was in my bedroom playing with my daughter. My daughter came with an Apple and plugged the Apple into the cable, or plugged the cable into the Apple. Not a computer, an actual piece of fruit, a lovely, golden, delicious apple, where she just plugged the USB cable into the apple and then laughed and then ran away. And then I took the apple and I went, whatever. Then that night I plugged that cable in, forgetting about the Apple incident.
Oh, no.
And got an error message on the phone. Alert, USB cable is wet or damaged. You know, USB connector is disabled. Until it dries, like it detected the moisture from the Apple and disabled the bottom connector on the phone. And then I got a hair dryer and I blew it and whatever. And then plugged it into another cable and it worked fine. That cable has since been rendered useless. That cable does not work.
Done. Anymore. Done. Yeah. That cable knows, like, you don't plug me into an Apple.
Sugar will destroy any electronics too.
Like
put it in water and then blow it out or something. That's like the only, not good. Yeah.
So the phone is fine. The cable is dead. Also, I'm pissed because it was like one of those nice, like 10-foot cable, like it was a long cable. And I'm like, damn it. Now I need to go buy that van, another one of those. Cause now I have a short cable and it's like just barely getting to the top of the nightstand. But regardless of ruining the cable, I thought it was really interesting that there was a moisture detection and that it shut down the connector. Like, that was really cool. So,
that's smart. Yeah. Good. That's great. So,
not to take away from good friend Jeff Jarvis in the email of the week.
Which, congratulations, Jeff. It really is an honor to be the email of the week. And you can put this right up there at the top of all of your accomplishments.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Congratulations, Jeff. Hopefully that's at all helpful. He's like, I'm never emailing you guys again.